A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah is among the states telling President Joe Biden pull back the vaccine mandate plan for businesses or face every available legal action. Attorney General Sean Reyes sent a letter to President Biden with 23 other states. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, 15 more people have died from COVID-19 in Utah. Utah is reporting nearly 1,900 new cases with 582 people currently in the hospital. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are back to a crash-free commute on northbound I-15, where we had an earlier accident just after 3300 South. Now we're just waiting for the backup to clear out. Traffic is starting to move again through the area, but it's still a little heavy and slow into 4500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of sunshine, 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
84 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the eve of the FDA meeting to review data on COVID-19 booster shots, some health experts are still debating whether those boosters are needed yet. ABC's Whit Johnson has more on the timeline.
The Biden administration initially said that boosters would be available on September 20th. That looks like it's going to be delayed because another step in this process goes through a CDC panel that doesn't meet until next Wednesday. So boosters likely won't be available until the end of next week at the earliest, if approved.
President Biden today urging Americans and lawmakers to back his $3.5 trillion budget. He says it will help with long-term recovery needs from the pandemic. He pushed back on criticism that it's too expensive, saying it will be paid for by asking corporations to step up.
Big corporations and the super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. It's long overdue. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist.
The select committee investigating the January 6th attacks announced today it will investigate top military advisor Mark Milley and the Pentagon's actions in light of new claims made in an upcoming book. The committee says it's looking at what steps he and other Pentagon leaders took before, during, and after the riot. The investigation into a missing 22-year-old New York woman who disappeared during a trek across the country with her fiancé is heating up. Her family also making a new plea for his help after he returned to their Florida home alone.
In a heart-wrenching letter, Gabby Petito's parents are pleading with the parents of Gabby's fiancé, Brian Laundrie. In the letter, they write, quote, "We believe you know the location where Brian left Gabby. We beg you to tell us." They go on to ask his parents how can they let them go through the pain and not help find Gabby, who lived with Laundrie's family for over a year. Police say Brian Laundrie is refusing to say anything. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in Florida call Laundrie a person of interest. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. As you just heard from ABC News, the family of missing YouTuber Gabby Petito is begging her boyfriend's family to help them find Gabby. Family attorney Richard Stafford read a statement during a news conference this afternoon.
Christopher and Roberta Laundrie, we are writing this letter to ask you to help find our daughter. We understand you are going through a difficult time and your instinct is strong to protect your son. We ask you to put yourselves in our shoes. We haven't been able to sleep or eat, and our lives are falling apart. We believe you know the location of where Brian left Gabby. We beg you to tell us. As a parent, how could you let us go through this pain and not help us? As a parent, how could you put Gabby's younger brothers and sisters through this? Gabby lived with you for over a year. She's going to be your daughter-in-law. How can you keep her location hidden? You were both at Jim and Nicole's house. You were both so happy that Brian and Gabby got engaged and were planning to spend their lives together. Please, if you or your family have any decency left, please Tell us where Gabby is located. Tell us if we are even looking in the right place. All we want is for Gabby to come home. Please help us make that happen.
Laundrie's family issued a statement saying Brian was invoking his right to remain silent. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date with traffic and weather. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. What's happening, Ricky?
We are looking at a pretty good drive on your Salt Lake County freeways. The exception is I-15. If you're on the southbound side, starting to get busy, filling in and slowing down between the I-215 junction to 90th South. After that, a clear shot all the way to Provo. Northbound I-15, still a little heavy and maybe not quite at the speed limit, but certainly improving. Northbound I-15 between 4500 and 2100 South. Steve?
Well, if you're on northbound 15 right now, nothing to slow you down. Rolling steady and smooth, leaving from downtown Salt Lake City up into Davis County, where we already have those slowdowns from the Layton Hills Mall up into Clearfield. Southbound 15, good to go. Ogden to Salt Lake. And now southbound 89, a little bit thick there in Uinta, coming down the hill to the I-84 ramps. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Summer's hanging on, but we've got some colder weather coming next week. 87 today and lots of sunshine. More the same tomorrow as well. You can count on more cloud cover. Still warm on Saturday with high of 86. And could see a few showers on Saturday as well. Sunday, winds pick up. More sunshine and 83. And then it gets cold. A fall storm coming with some rain showers, mountain snow, and high temperatures on Monday. Only 64. The lows in the morning the next day into the 40s. And we're up to 63 with sunshine Tuesday afternoon, 72 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I'm just not ready for that. I'm just going to enjoy the 84 degrees downtown.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate. Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
At Stubbs Dental, they know the pain, embarrassment, and discomfort that can come from the need for dental work. That's why Stubbs Dental is dedicated to ensuring the confidence and health of individuals and families through an exceptional personalized approach to dentistry. Here's Michael on how Stubbs Dental helped him get his smile back.
When I saw my smile for the first time again, I got very emotional. It was me again. After I smiled with my mouth closed for so long, it felt great to smile again.
Get yours back today with Stubbs Dental. Learn more and find your closest location at StubbsDental.com. That's StubbsDental.com. Everyone deserves the confidence of a bright smile. At Stubbs Dental, let them help you find your confidence, just like they did for Lori.
My new teeth are beautiful. I've received so many compliments on how bright and white my smile looks.
That's the difference Stubbs Dental can make in your life with the all-on-4 dental implant procedure. Let them take away the pain and discomfort from broken or missing teeth and give you back your confidence with a brand new permanent smile. Schedule your free consultation today at one of their 4 locations. Visit StubbsDental.com.
From director Clint Eastwood.
I used to be a cowboy.
A long time ago.
I kind of went on a rampage being crazy. This macho thing is overrated. Like anything else in life, you think you got all the answers. And you realize you don't have any of them.
But I'm trying to change all that. Get my life back.
Clint Eastwood, Cry Macho, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters everywhere and streaming on HBO Max tomorrow.
For the ones going above and beyond. For the ones reaching out, helping out, and lending a hand. For the ones people count on. You can count on Grainger. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 customer support and specialists to help with hard-to-find products. Because you've got everyone's back, we've got yours. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The stories about our neighborhoods.
Manhunt going on at the Centerville and Farmington border.
The stories about Utah schools. The stories about politics and taxes and all the things important to you. Get a total rundown. Mornings between 5 and 9 with Tim and Amanda. They're Utah's morning companions for news.
KSL News Time 3:25. We are watching Utah's money. United Airlines employees have 11 more days to get vaccinated. The airline CEO announced all workers must get the shot before the 27th of this month or file for an exemption. KSL Drives, Ford is hiring more workers to help bump up its F-150 production numbers. CNBC reports the car giant is bringing on over 400 people across its trio of Michigan plants. Weber Grills can't keep up with demand for its new portable grill. CNBC reports a Weber Traveler is $325 and it's a smash hit for campers. On Wall Street today, the Dow dipped 63 points to end at 34,751. The S&P lost 6. The NASDAQ gained 20 points. More than 200,000 people were apprehended at the southern border in August. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest.
Customs and Border Protection encountered over 200,000 attempted crossings in August, fewer than in July, which set the record since the year 2000, but still far more than in past years. While the Biden administration has asked for patience, some Republican lawmakers are sounding the alarm over what they consider a continuing crisis. According to the data released by CBP on Wednesday, 25% of the crossings were made by people who had already been encountered, leaving more than 156,000 unique encounters last month. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.